This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Join us on Friday, August 9th at 11 a.m. for a Hiroshima-Nagasaki commemoration event on the Santa Fe Plaza. All are welcome to join the Veterans for Peace New Mexico Peace Fests and Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety on Friday, August 9th at 11 a.m. on the Santa Fe Plaza to commemorate the events leading up to the U.S. bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan in early August 1945. Near the end of World War II, on August 6th, 1945, the United States dropped a uranium atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. It was the first use of an atomic weapon in war. Its code name was Little Boy. It is estimated that between 90 and 140,000 people in Hiroshima died. The majority were civilians. 3 days later, on August 9th, 1945, the United States dropped a plutonium atomic bomb on Nagasaki, Japan, with the code name Fat Man. An estimated 60 to 80,000 people in Nagasaki were killed, including residents, undocumented foreign workers, and military personnel. The magnitude of death, horror, and agony from the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki showed the world that nuclear weapons must never be used again. At 11 a.m. on the Santa Fe Plaza, we will come together to sing songs of peace and against nuclear weapons, to honor the victims and survivors of nuclear bombs development, testing, and use around the world. We will vow to never allow another nuclear atrocity. At 11:45 a.m., we'll walk to the intersection of West Alameda and Sandoval for the weekly peaceful protest, which lasts until 1 p.m. We'll display the Veterans for Peace flags, our banners that read, "Nuclear weapons are illegal," "A world without nuclear weapons," and banners with the words of the Pope about nuclear weapons being immoral. We'll also display the plutonium caravan banner and signs that state that the Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty, or the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, is now in force. It has been 79 years since those atrocities occurred. Now, some world leaders are saying the silent part out loud and urging the use of nuclear weapons to resolve conflicts. Please, join us on the plaza and at the intersection of West Alameda and Sandoval, as we work together for peace in this world. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to get involved, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.